Repent and transform. Repent and transform. In today's busy and chaotic world, it's easy to stray from the right path. We find ourselves lost in a sea of distractions and temptations. The story of the Israelites in Numbers 21, verses 4 through 9, serves as a reminder of the consequences of misguided steps and the necessity for repentance and living authentically. We have normalized certain behaviors that we know are harmful or inappropriate. We made them normal, like that's the way it is, it's okay. We know we don't always live under God's will, yet we profess to be believers. As we delve into this passage, we are called to reflect on our own lives and seek the guidance of Christ in order to find redemption and true purpose. The Israelites, after being freed from slavery in Egypt and led by Moses through the wilderness, found themselves in a state of despair. They grumbled against Moses and God and cursed them out, expressing their discontent. Discontent with the circumstances and longing for the comfort and security they had known in Egypt. This display of ingratitude and rebellion led to their punishment, as poisonous snakes were sent among them, causing suffering and death. You know, that is so much a reminder of folks who come out of bad, challenging, abusive situations. And during the course of transition where, yes, it is a challenge to separate, to remove oneself from harmful, challenging situations, there are rough periods where one may even wish to go back to that which was known. Because the challenge of transition sometimes can appear to be more unsettling than the harmful conditions that one once endured. This narrative serves as a powerful metaphor for our own lives. How often do we complain about our present circumstances, failing to recognize the blessings that surround us? We stray from the path of that which is right. We give way to worldly temptations and lose sight of God's presence in our lives. In these moments, it's critical to remember and acknowledge that we are God's children. It's critical that we acknowledge our misguided steps as well. And we must take responsibility for our own actions. Unfortunately, just look around. When you look around, you can see how we have normalized deception and dishonesty. It's all around us, everywhere. And the voices for that which is right are few. The voices for doing the right thing are soft and silent. Going back to the scripture, the Israelites called out to Moses for help. They repented of their sins. And that's when transformation began to take place. We must turn to God in times of need. We must turn to God and seek forgiveness for our transgressions. But what is repentance? It's not a singular act or a singular event, but a continual process of honest reflection, soul searching, and renewal. This process requires humility, sincerity, and a willingness to change our ways and realign ourselves with God's will. In the passage from Numbers 21, God instructs Moses to create a bronze serpent and lift it up on a pole so that all who looked upon it would be healed from the snake bites. This act of faith and obedience brought about physical healing for the Israelites, symbolizing the spiritual healing and redemption that comes through Christ. In John 3:14-15, Jesus himself refers to this event, stating that just as the bronze serpent was lifted up, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. We must come to live authentic lives. To live authentically means to be true to oneself and to God. Does your life embody the values and teachings of Christ in your thoughts, your words, your actions? Do you reflect sincerity, integrity, and a commitment to following the example set forth by Jesus? We must strive to live authentically and let go of old ways. For most of us, for many of us, these destructive ways may not be so old. We must rise to our higher truth and embrace the transformative power of that Christ love, of that Christ presence, of that grace of Christ. In Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul exhorts believers to present their bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, by renewing their minds and discerning his will. This act of surrender and dedication is essential in our journey towards authenticity and spiritual growth. We must resist the pressures of conforming to the ways of the world and instead be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The story of the Israelites in Numbers 21, 4-9 serves as a powerful reminder because it truly is a reflection of our world today. Many in the world profess to believe and have normalized behaviors that are not a match for their words. We can see the chaos of ill will all around us, all around the world. We also see how it's accepted as normal. Rarely do we experience voices of righteousness speaking out against evil. Rarely do we see people honestly acknowledging their missteps and cleaning up their transgressions. Rarely do we have celebrations of human transformation, where folks in their transformation are stepping boldly into a Christ-directed life. Just as the Israelites acknowledged their sin and sought God's mercy, we must humbly admit our faults and turn to God for forgiveness and healing. Through that act of repentance, we can transform our lives. We can live lives that authentically reflect God's will. We can follow the example set forth by Christ and lead the way to be illustrations of what it means to express God's will on earth. Just look around your life. Look around your world. In your life, in your world, what's the condition or the state of that normalized chaos? That normalized chaos that needs transformation. Now, if you are transformed in your life, right there where you are, what would that mean for you? What would that mean for your circle? What would that mean? Your transformation. What would that mean for the world? It would mean a lot. God bless.